Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Steve Dale's Pet World.
I don't know how to put this.
Where all the animals flock for information.
I'm kind of a big deal.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
I got a fever.
Now a man who really does talk to the animals.
And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Even if they have no idea what he is saying.
I gotta have more cowbell.
100% natural nutrition for your brain. Results may vary.
Say hello to my new friend.
Here's Steve Dale.
Welcome to the show. We are here to help you and your family members with four legs, perhaps feathers. And we have an animal news story hot off the press for you. People tend to defend themselves with weaponry. Mice do it a very different way. A new discovery about that. From Chicago Canine Rescue, their Muttstrut event is coming up. And one of my favorite things to do on the planet is to go camping with my best friends who have four legs. This is Camp Dogwood. It is, you are hearing me right, a camp for dogs and their people. Elisa Slay from Camp Dogwood, welcome to the show. Hi.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. It's great to talk to you.
Well, I figured, this is the perfect time to talk to a camper, right? You're up, you're going. Early in the morning. Yes, yeah. So tell me about Camp Dogwood.
Well, Camp Dogwood is an overnight camp experience for people and their dogs. We're in our 13th year. Camp typically runs for 4 days and three nights. We offer camp in our spring camp and fall camp this year. And we offer an array of activities all geared towards pet people. And our philosophy is to introduce people to a range of activities because we think doing the different dog sports or even listening to a talk just give people multiple opportunities to bond with their dog and learn more about their dog. So it's a place to become more educated, to have fun, and really just to have a really good bonding experience with your dog and with other dog-loving people.
Uh-huh. So what are some sort of things? So I go to camp, and I can still go this year. So tell me when it is, where it is, and then what are the types of things specifically that I might have the opportunity to do with my dog? I'm assuming it's not too late for this year.
It is not too late for this year. Our next camp is October 11th through 14th. People have the option of coming the whole time, checking in on Friday and leaving on Monday. We also offer an option to come a day early just to relax on Thursday. Or if you just want to give camp a try, you can sign up for a day pass and just come on Saturday or Sunday. The types of activities that we offer, we have agility, nose work, fly ball, frisbee. New for this fall camp is a new sport called barn hunt.
What is that?
Barn hunt. It's the first time offering it. Barn hunt is another, similar to nose work. It's a activity that takes advantage of a dog's natural ability to use their nose specifically to find vermin. So
what? So do you bring in mice? And we'll be talking about mice and something that
we do. You use live rats.
What?
However, nothing happens to the rats. They are kept in a special tube so that nothing can happen to them. My understanding is that research was done and rat experts have been consulted with that the case that they use to keep the rats in supposedly keeps the rats very comfortable during the barn hunt. And then the tubes get hidden in bales of hay. And the idea is that the dog goes through tunnels of hay up and over to try and find the rat.
And these are domestic rats, I assume you're using.
Yes, they are domestic rats, no harm comes to them, and the rats are very well taken care of when they're not being used in barn hunts.
And you have some other sorts of activities for people with older dogs, less active dogs.
We do. We have classes on pet massage. We have a variety of talks on things related to canine health and nutrition. We have arts and crafts. This year, we're doing it for the second time for fall camp. We have a book club where we pick two books at the beginning of the year for campers who want to participate to read. And, for book club, it's you just bring your dog. It's more for humans, but We do it in the evening when the dogs are tired, so and, usually the dogs are napping.
And you talk about books that are for dogs, I assume.
They are. We decided to go with one fiction and one nonfiction, but yes, they do have something to do with dogs. We have Doga, which is great for the older dogs. That's yoga for you and your dog.
Of course.
We have a class called Canine Core Conditioning, which is also good for all dogs, but also for the seniors. A lot of the older dogs just like hiking and swimming, you know, because they can kind of go at their own pace. And next year, actually in 2014, we're adding two day-long specialty camps where it won't be overnight. It'll just be one full day of camp that will have a theme. And next year we will actually be having senior dog camp. So it'll be a whole day of camp designed just for the senior dog.
Well, that's great.
We're really excited for that.
Yeah, yeah. So if I'm interested in this year's camp, and by the way, I love it. I'll be up there this year. I'll be
Well, you're on the schedule.
Yeah, so I'll be speaking. When am I speaking? Friday night.
Your upcoming book. We're very excited.
Yeah, Decoding Your Dog is the name of the book, and that's the name of the talk. And I'll be talking about how our dogs are always talking to us, even if we don't see that they're talking to us. Oh, always, always asking us questions as well. For further information about Camp Dogwood, where can people go? And also, is there a phone number people can call?
Absolutely. People can visit our website at campdogwood.com. They can email us at info@campdogwood.com or call us at 312-458-9549.
I'll tell you, I love it. It is so much fun. You go to camp, and you are clearly with people who are like you and that they love their dogs. It is greatly for friendlier dogs rather than dogs that are not so social. Although dogs that have, like, some issues with people or with other dogs greatly, they wear a special collar, don't they?
Yes. We do have our orange bandana program. So for dogs who need a little extra space, that could be for a variety of reasons. They may be a little reactive around other dogs. It may be an older dog. We give them an orange bandana, and that just lets people know, have a conversation with another dog owner before you let the dogs approach.
Yeah.
You know, give this dog its space. We don't want to indicate that they're bad dogs. They really just are dogs that need a little bit of space.
Sure, but it's greatly for social dogs and social people, and there are friends that have been made for many, many years, I know, by going to Camp Dogwood. I know I've made friends, you included, Elisa.
I know. That it's just like, overnight kids camp is what inspired the idea for doing dog camp. And just like anyone who's been to overnight camp as a child, you know, even to this day, my lifelong friends came from camp. I met my husband at overnight camp.
just him. There's just that guy.
People really do make lifelong friendships at Camp Dogwood. So we always say it's just as much about the people as it is about the dog.
Yeah. Again, that website is
CampDogwood.com.
Easy enough. Thank you, Elisa.
Thank you, Steve. We look forward to seeing you at camp.
Yep. See you in camp. I do. Yeah. Thank you. I really do love it. It is so much fun.